couple of fast blasts. One asking, how do you two know that you're not being influenced by evil entities or evil or Luciferian things that want you to believe something and this is all a big scam on y'all?
Well, first of all, in the years that we've been doing this, we've never had anything happen. I mean, nothing that would harm us.
So far.
Well, yeah, so far. But, I mean, we've been doing this for 6 years and longer than that, but as a group for 6 years. And not one thing has happened.
In fact, so, Jason in Columbus, Ohio, says, "Hey, Art, EVP is very real. I personally have gotten results while investigating haunted locations with the Ohio Exploration Society. They've got a website here. I was a total skeptic until I started getting results myself on tape."
No, and that's, you wouldn't believe how many people.
Well, I would.
That exact thing.
Yes, I would.
Well, yeah, actually, you probably would.
I get the emails. And that's what people have to understand, that they're not listening to a sideshow, a freak show here. This is something you can do and prove to yourself.
And you don't have to do it at nighttime by yourself. Some of our best EVPs have been picked up in broad daylight. So people that are leery about doing it in the dark, you know, by themselves out in a cemetery, they can take a stroll through a cemetery at noon. And
see, I've got to be honest with you. I'm one of those people. I really wouldn't go strolling into a cemetery late at night in the dark by myself. No way.
And you really shouldn't go by yourself. You should have at least another person with you.
Mm-hmm.
Because the conversation between the two will likely generate EVP if there is a presence there.